Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And today's topic, from what I gather, for February is voting. And I will say that when it comes to voting in the presidential elections, the political elections for the government, they don't vote. I voted once, and I voted for Bill Clinton. That's the only time I ever voted for president. I don't necessarily complain. I don't discuss politics. If you've ever listened to any of my boos, I don't discuss politics. I guess I look at it as, how do I put this? That the bigger picture has already been played out, or the bigger picture has already been set in motion. And me voting against or for whoever I believe would be the better person for the position wouldn't really matter, because it's, I just believed it's all rigged. And then I can't remember which election it was that the ballots, there was something going on in Florida with the ballots, and there was some kind of shenanigans that were going on with the ballots during the counting. And to me, that just says it's rigged. It might not be, but I just don't vote. I don't vote for the mayor of my fair city. The only time I ever voted, and I will say I don't even remember voting in high school for homecoming king and queen, because I remember back then I believed that it was all rigged. It was all popularity. It wasn't necessarily who would be the better person for our senior class. But I remember looking at the court and thinking, these are all the popular kids. This isn't even, you know, remotely. And I think maybe back then that's when I realized it's all fake, I guess. The only time I ever voted or really got involved in voting was when I worked for my last job, and it was technically it was kind of municipal. It was funded through the federal, state, city government, along with the private sector, but it was union. And that, I would vote on the union president, I would vote on the cabinet members, the board members, because it directly affected me, and I would push for that, because I knew that was more involved, more controllable, I guess, more obtainable, to get what I wanted, or to get who I wanted in that position. Because even though there were a lot of, you know, employees, you could still persuade people to vote. You could still sell the person that, you know, you were campaigning for president, saying, you know, they are the better person and will fight for our rights, for better job, whatever. And towards the end of it, I realized that, and this is a whole other subject, that unions suck. And I am totally a non-union person now, especially after dealing with the union, you know, where the president embezzled money. They're stealing money. They don't do anything for the person now, this past union. And the people still follow like sheeple and are afraid. And so this last union, very nationwide, very strong union, sucks. Yeah, and you think, oh my God, if you knew some of the political, some of the, it's like, you know, a John Grisham movie, book, one of those kind of things. Or was it Tom Clancy who wrote those? Anyway, that's it for today. Later, people.